Daf Kuf Chaf Beis. So we got to the very last two lines of Kuf Chaf Aleph Amir Beis. The Gemara's last word, Ibai, in the last, again, the second to last line, Ibai. Ibai Lu, the Gemara asks the following question. Eretz Yisrael, L'Shvatim Iflug, O Dilma L'Karkef, Gavr Iflug. Was it divided by Shvatim? Each Shevet got a portion, then they divided amongst the members of the Shevet? Or they divided amongst all, let's say, 600,000 Jews? They gave Reuven, Shimon, Levi each a separate part. So Kuf Chaf Aleph Amud Beis, we're on the bottom last two lines. We're going to Kuf Chaf Beis.
It's asking more about size, right? If they all got the same amount.
That's going to be the Nafka Mina. That would be mean the division. Look at the Rashbam. Rashbam says three lines on up from the bottom. The Shvatim is Palig, was it divided by Shvatim? Shinishchalk l'shnei masar chalakim shavim. First they divide 12 equal parts, and then Macharkach kol shevet v'shevet mischalik l'fi anashav, depending on their population. And Shayu Yotim Mitzrayim Olafi Bar Haaretz. Whatever calculation you use, whichever base you use, you afterwards you divide a second time amongst the people. So let's say there's a tribe of 1 million people, so you divide one property amongst the 1 million people, right. And there's another tribe that's 100,000 people, so they're each person of the 100,000 are going to get much larger portions. So is it based on Shvatim? Or like Rashbam says, the Karkef Gavra, the Rashi Anashim, Shekolechad Miyotze Mitraim L'Rabbi Yoshia, or the Baya Arich L'Rabbi Yohanan. You divide it based on population. And Hayanotel Chelka Beretz Bifneatzmo. So a larger tribe will get a larger property than a smaller Shevet. That's the Safek of the Gemara. And Hayukulam Shavim B'chaluk. And Rashbam says, each person will have the same exact size land as someone else. The overall Shvatim might be bigger Ruvain than that of Yehuda, let's say. But each person will have the same exact chelak. That's the Safek. And so the Gemara says on the top of Kuf Chav Beis the following. Tashma. Bein Rav Lamat, the Pasuk says. Whether a lot, whether too little. And Rashbam explains what's the drasha here. So look at the top Rashbam. Tashma Bein Rav Lamat. Al pi goral techale ka'aretz na'chalasa shel Yisrael. We're going to see in a moment that was divided by a lottery. And kol shevet, sheikach, kol shevet, the shevet, mash yitin lo hagora. Whatever you get what you get, you don't get upset, we say. Bein shayam magia lo chelek meruba, kigon shevet sheishba anashim ma'at. Whether you get a large property. So right now, if each shevet got the same amount, but my shevet is, we have a huge population, so that means each of us are going to get a small property. It doesn't make a difference. Whether it's a little we get, bein shayam magia lo chelek meruba, whether you get a large portion, a smaller tribe, so each person will get a larger property. Whatever it is, each shevet, the overall tribe, gets the same amount. Shevet katan k'shevet gadol. Nimtzu chelkei b'nei sheva, shevet akatan merubim michelkei b'nei sheva hagadol. So now that's what it means. Bein rav l'mat, don't get upset whether you get a bigger portion or a smaller portion. But if you say the Rashbam finishes off, Vila Karkev Gavra. If it's divided based on person, my Bein Rav Lamat, halo Nutluk Kulan Bishavhe. Each person is going to get the same. So what does the Pasuk mean, Bein Rav Lamat? So it must be it was divided based on Shvatim, and then after the Shevet got their Chelek, they divided it per person, and the size of the land is going to depend on how big the population is in that particular Shevet. So that's proof one is divided by Shevet. The next proof is the following very long Brisa. We'll see at the end.
Not that it wasn't a pia gorel, but it was a pia the people that.
Okay, fine. So now the next raya that was divided based on shvatim is the following. So again, a long bryce is going to take us to like halfway down the medium wide lines down. So we'll go through it and we'll see how it's proof that it was divided based on the shvatim. And so the Gemara says, "Ve'o Tanya." The Brisa tells us, "Asida Eretz Yisrael l'shetischalik l'shlosha asar shvatim." In the future, the land will be divided to 13 tribes, and we'll see who that's going to be in a second. Who gets the 13th? Shibetchila lo nischalke el shnei masar shvatim. In the beginning, when it was initially divided, only 12 shvatim got it. Lo nischalke el bekesef. It was also only divided with money, and we're going to see what that means. Also, how it was divided by kesef. And Shinemar Bein Rav Lamath, they were compensating. So somehow there's a compensation. A person got a better land, and a person got a worse land. So the person with the better land had to compensate the person with the worse land. And the Gemara is going to explain how that works. And then Amar of Yehuda, Rav Yehuda gives an example, because a sub Yehuda is Shavah Chamesh Shisar and Begalio. that Yehuda was so valuable, so one area of Yehuda is worth five areas in Galil. So there is some discrepancy in the value of properties. And moreover, Velonis Chalke Ela Begoral. It was divided by a lottery, and the Gemara is going to explain how that works. Shenemar Ach Begoral. And further, Velonis Chalke Ela Be'um V'tumim. The Kohen Gadol had to wear the Um V'tumim in order to do the Goral. Shenemar Al Pia Goral. So these are the different criteria that were met to do the division of the land. So the Gemara says, how does this work? So Elazar Melubash Um V'tumim. Elazar was the Kohen Gadol. He wore the Um V'tumim. V'yeshua v'chol Yisrael omdim lefanav. Everyone stood in front of him. V'kalpe she'shvatim v'kalpe she'tchumim munachim lefanav. V'kalpe is a box. Remember from the Mishnah in Yuma, there was a kalpe, a box where they had the shnei garalos of the seerim. They shook it around, and the Kohen Gadol put his two hands in and took the Sar LaHashem in the right hand, hopefully, and the Sar LaHashem in the left hand. That's called a kalpe. So they had a box that had all the shvatim's names in them, and then they had a box that had all the tchumim, the different areas, who's going to get which area. And the Gemara says, V'hayu mechavin ruach hakodesh, Yoshua had ruach hakodesh, V'omer, and he said, first, Zulin ole tchum ako, ole imo, and so that's what he said, Zulin's going to get ako, before he picked anything up. What? Elazar did the ruach hakodesh, he said it. Elazar said, oh, Zulin's going to get to ako. So what happened? Ole imo taref bekalpish o shvatim, v'al biyodo Zulin. So he put his hand in the box of the shvatim, Zulin came out. And then tarf a kalpe shetchum. Then he shook the box. Tarf means to shake the box of the tchumim. He puts his hand in. Vala biyado tchumako. Mamish, what exactly what he has said? The chozer. Before I do that, just a side point here. Look at the tosos on the top. Zvulin oleb tchum ako imo lav ako mamish can't really be ako that we know because the ako mechelak usher dichsev vasher lo horish yoshvei ako. So ako was in the chelak of usher, not in the chelak of zvulin. Ela klomer tchum shibetar ako must have been in an area near ako. That's how Tosus gets out of this. So then the Gemara says v'chozer mechavin ruach hakodesh again. Elazar has ruach hakodesh another time. Omer naftali ole v'tchum ginoser. So what happens? Oli motarf bekalpi shal shvatim v'al biyado naftali. So he picks out naftali out of the hat. Tarf bekalpi shal tchumim. He picks out of the area box of the different areas. All of you tchum. You know, so exactly what he had said. Ruach HaKodesh happened with a lottery.
So this is all for show, in a sense, because we all know what's going to happen.
Yeah, it was all for, it could be all
everybody
for show.
Everybody knew what was going to happen. This is just to have, like...
Not everybody knew, only a Lazar.
Right. But what, once he said it, though, was there a need for a Goral, though?
Right, so the Goral was to ratify.
It's a show. It's a show that he had the call.
It's not a show. It's to give validity.
It is saying. But it was no. But we knew.
Why do I don't want Akko. I don't
know. Also because here it explains that it says
Ani
Yagorah. You
know, what?
There's always a Korah.
The pasuk says Ani
Yagorah somewhere.
And it says Alpi Yetzeu. So that when they went to the Milchama, Alpi was referred to. So it's almost like a Gzera Shava, Alpi from Milchama to Alpi here, that they had to use Urim Betumim.
That is Urim Betumim. But either way, but what's the point? Is it just a Gzera Kasev? Right. Was there, what was the idea? Yeah.
People would complain.
But they trusted the Kohen Gadol. So why would he say it though? Why just do the Goral though?
It shows.
What he said. It's a show.
Yeah, but you have to have both in order to take away any doubts.
When there is a money problem, you need double missing, not just single missing.
Sure.
There's always the Korah who will say no. I don't believe it.
But that's why you need second opinions by doctors.
Fine. V'chein kol shevet. This happened every single shevet. He had ruach kodesh, which chelek goes to which shevet, and that's mamish what he picked out. Veloki chaluka shel olam haza, chaluka shel olam haba. And also the way the division worked of olam haza doesn't work the way olam haba works. Now olam haba, it's unclear. We think olam haba, this place of ruchnias. It sounds from the Gemara, it's referring to really Yemos Mashiach, maybe. Just see. So olam haza, adam yesh lo sadeh lavan, ein lo sadeh pardes. The guy's got a field, a white field, which is a grain field. He doesn't also have a orchard. He has one or the other. A guy has got sadeh pardes, ein lo sadeh lavan. He's got a beautiful fruit trees, but he doesn't have a grain field. But the olam haba, ein lecha kol echad ve'echad she'ein lo behar b'shvele be'emek. When it comes to us level, most Mashiach, everyone's going to get a mountain, a valley, different types of terrain. They're all going to get it. Shenemar, the pasuk tells us in Yechezkel that Shar Ruvain echad, Shar Yehuda echad, Shar Levi echad. So there we see that each one's going to get. This pasuk says that Levi's going to get a chelek la'asin lava. We'll see in just a second. Everyone's going to get equal parts of different types of terrain. Fine. So look at the Tosos for a second. Here, Maskel Ha'olam Hazeh Yesh Lo Pardes Ve'ein Lo Sadeh Lavan. Tema. The Bishile Meruba, the end of the seventh parak of Baba Kama, we learned Amrinan Mechalukas Aret Eret Yisrael Ein Lacham Yisrael She'ein Lo Bahar B'Shrei Lo Negev. Everyone had, every Yid in their property had a mountain, had a desert, had a field, had everything there. So here the Gemara says that's only going to be true L'Asr Lavo. So he answers Miu Istigari, some have a Girsa and Baba Kama Ein Lacha Shevet V'Shevet Yisrael. Every Shevet had those different terrains. The individuals didn't have those terrains. So he changes the Girsa in the Gemara Baba Kama. Only the most Mashiach during Olam Haba will every individual have those different types of terrains as well. Okay. Now then he says the end of Tosos, Inami, I'm jumping to the end of the Tosos. Others say, Bolam Haza, Ein Lehem Beshove, Mizeh. Everyone has a different type of terrain, but wasn't equally split up. Kimo Mizeh. El Mizeh Ma'at, Mizeh Harbe. Someone's going to have a bigger part of the mountain and a smaller desert. Aval Olam Haba, in the future, Yeshla Min Akol Shir Shove. Everyone's going to have a Midbar, Har, and Shvela, all equal parts. Okay, so the Bryce is continuing now back into the Gemara. The Gemara says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mechalik Lehen Ba'atzma. Also in the future, we're not going to need a Kohen Gadol or Vetumim. Hashem himself is going to do the division. Shenamar, it says, this is Pasuk Tosu Nicheskel. It says, Ve'ela Mechalukasam Num Hashem. From the word of Hashem, it's going to be divided. So this is the whole Brisa. Now what we see from all this Brisa is, back to our initial suffix. Katani Mias, Shebetchila Lo Nischalke El Shnei Masar Shvatim. It was divided to 12 Shvatim. That's how the division was. Not based on people, based on Shvatim. Shmamina Le Shvatim Ifluga Shmamina. That's how we conclude the Shvatim were the ones who was divided by them, not based on the population.
It's interesting that they didn't bring any raya from the what we learned a few days ago about the Yosef, that they claimed that they were a lot and they got that there were too many people.
That there right. were too many people.
And we told him to go to the forest to develop the forest.
How's that proof?
That's also right, because why would they complain if every shevet it went according to people? It's obvious that it went according that they all got the same size.
If it went according to the people, he wouldn't complain.
Why would you also complain that they were
It must be he didn't get the same. Well, that was sizeless.
It must be that they got the same and they were complaining because different they were types. More than others. But
I gotcha. Okay. There's interesting Rashbam here. Rashbam says that when they did the Tchumim, they did the lottery, the Tchumim and the different Shvatim, all 12 Shvatim's names were placed in. And Rashash points out, not all 12 names were put in because we know. Levi wasn't one, and they had Menashe and Ephraim was instead of Levi and Yosef. But
Reuben, right?
Right, yeah, Reuben, exactly. Right, they got the Chatzis. They got in the Eivra Yarden. Right. So two and a half Shvatim weren't there. So only really two Shvatim, Menashe half had, but in Eretz Yisrael. So really only 10 of the Shvatim, not
11. The half also needs one.
Right, no, the half. So the two and a half there, right?
You had two. You had two and a half.
Right, what Rashash says. That Reuven God v'chatzis shavim shavim nashu on the other side.
Reuven God, yes.
Right.
Yes,
right. So therefore, you only needed 10 to do it. So he said, "Lav Rashbam means lav dafki." He really meant 10. Okay. Now Marsha explains interestingly why. What's the difference between the chiluk of Eretz Yisrael during Olam Hazeh versus the chiluk of Eretz in Olam Haba, which means Yemos Mashiach? And so the Marsha explains because Olam Hazeh is not nitzchi; it's not eternal. We don't always own it. But Liom Haba and Yemos Mashiach, it will be Nitzchi. And for that reason, that's why Levi will get a Chelek in the future. They will get a Shar Echad because they are Nitzchi. Levi is a Chelek in Achle Bashem. So they only get one when the land is Nitzchi, but not when Olam Hazeh. And that's why in the future, Kadosh Baruch himself is going to do the division because it's Nitzchi. It's an eternal type of division. That's how all the differences of Olam Hazeh versus Olam Haba is based on this idea of Olam, it's going to be Nitzchi. According to the Maharsha.
So if you buy a house today, you lose it by Olam Haba, yeah?
That's what it sounds like. It sounds like that. Lamaisa,
maybe just the karka.
Could be.
You know, just like the different karkos in Israel are owned by different states and churches, you know?
Yeah.
So you're going to have to pay something.
Right. I'm not sure. I don't know. Fine, let's go by it. The Gemara is halfway down the medium wire lines down.
So yeah. There are two lines. First of all, you're going to get this shevet gets so much. Mm-hmm. Right? And this shevet gets this. And then within the shevet itself, there was another lot.
Yeah, I don't know how that division took place. I don't know if it was a goral or they just divided that you get that. Not sure. Very good, though. There will be a second division, though.
Yeshua handed it over.
He decided who's going to get? Not based on a goral?
I
I don't remember. Okay. Tzarachin, look in the Tanakh. Fine. The Gemara says, Amar Mar, Asida Eretz Yisrael l'shittes chalik l'shloshas ha-shvatim idach leman. Who's going to get the 13th chalik? And so the Gemara says, Amar Rav Chista l'nasi. The Nasi is going to get the 13th chalik. It's a large property for him. D'chsev ha-oved ha-ir yavdu mikol shifte Yisrael. The one who serves the city, Rashbam explains halfway down the medium wide lines down here, Ha'ovid ha'ir, hainu nasi de'ol rabim mutalav. He's got to deal with the entire tzibur. So he's the Ovid ha'ir, he serves the city. Kidichse b'rechavam im hayom tiya ave eved la'mazeh. I'm an eved for the nation. Being a king and president is not a free life. It's you're a servant to the nation. So Yavdu, says Rashbam further, yitnu lo nachla mikol shifte Yisrael. So he's going to get his payment for working so hard. So that's the 13th chela. So Amar Le Rav Papa Labai, Ema Runga Baalma. Maybe it's Runga Baalma. What's Runga Baalma? Rashbam says maybe it's the Schirim Baalma Lavo Lo Kitamidim Larab. Maybe it's just workers, hired workers that are serving you, just like a Talmud serves a Rebbe, so too is a worker. But don't give him any portion. Maybe this pasuk means a guy who's working for you, you pay him the money. And the Gemara says, Lo Sagadaitach, you can't think it's talking about a stam worker that you're hiring and paying money. Because the pasuk goes on to say, V'hanoser l'nasi mizeh u'mizeh l'chumash hektesh l'achuzas ha'ir. The leftover goes to the nasi, and from this one and from that one, you give it to him. And the Rashbam says, what it means is, mizeh u'mizeh is mashma shenotel chelik mizeh u'mizeh. Every single shevet has to give from their property a land. I don't know how it works. I don't know if he gets like one-thirteenth of each property, or they all gather together and they give him one chelek, it's all together. I don't know how the division actually takes place, but this is who's the 13th person goes to the Nasi. And there is a debate in the Rishonim whether Levi gets anything in the future. We quote above that the Pasuk says, Shar Echa LeLevi, Levi gets something. So does that mean Levi gets something and Yosef turns into one, Ephraim and Asher go to one now, and Levi becomes the 12th one? Not the 13th, but the 12th one. Or no, the division stays the same. That Ephraim and Manasseh get two separate ones, then Levi still doesn't get anything.
Does that depend on according to the machlokas if it's going to go back Avodas Beis Hamikdash to the Bechor? No?
Interesting. I wonder if that's the way it goes back.
Maybe that's why.
It could be that's the debate. I'm not sure. Interesting. Not sure. I don't know. But there's a debate. It's Rashbam says it doesn't go to the Levi, and the Ran has a whole discussion. The Maharsha says it does go to the Levi. So this is a big discussion. Okay, the Gemara now says, you go to the last seven lines of the Amud here.
Yeah. Says that the Nasi is
and that's what you refers to? I missed that. Le Nasi is Melech HaMashiach. Very good. Okay. Fine. The Gemara says, Velonis Chalka El L'Ksafim. So we suggested above, we said above, and this Brisa, when they divided the land with Yeshua, so then they divide with money. What does it mean with money? Shinemar just says, Bein Rav Lamat. So Lamai, with respect to what? Ilema L'Shufra V'Sanya. The person who gets a better land and a worse land, the shufra is good, lasagna is lashon of sinna, bad land. If that's what it means, that if I got a better land, so I need to pay you, you got a worse land, I need to pay you money to compensate for your worse land. Atu b'shuftani askinan. We're dealing with people who are idiots. So I'm not quite sure what the Gemara means by this, but a person, Rashbam just says, a person's not willing to pay money because I got a better land, so I'm going to pay you now because you got a worse land. People don't deal with that. I don't know why we care what people do with. This is how it was done. If that's what the halacha was, that's the halacha is. That's what you have to do. So the Gemara says that it can't be that suggestion where you're paying money. So rather, what it really means is, Ela lekrova rechoka. It's really dealing with the krova rechoka, which means what? So Rashbam goes on to say that, depending how close you were to Yerushalayim, you got a smaller land. Kind of like the city. The closer you are to the city, the smaller property you have. You live in the city, you get an apartment building. You live further away, you have more property. You move outside Long Island, you have backyards. So the closer you were to Yerushalayim, the smaller property you had, and the further you got a larger property. Why? What's the benefit of being closer to Yerushalayim? Well, the land is more valuable because firstly, you're closer to the base of Mikdash, number one. Number two is you're further away from the borders. You're further away from the Eretz Ha'amim. So you have bread of protection. So therefore, the closer you are, the more valuable the property is. You get a smaller property. The further you are, the larger property you have because value is weaker. Not that you're paying money for the better or worse land. You're just getting more or less depending on how close or far you are to the base of Mikdash. And the Gemara says, this actually is Machlokas Tanayim, Kitanai. The Rabbi Eliezer Omer, B'Ksafim Ha'olua, he actually thought that you do pay money, compensate better in worse lands. And Rabbi Yeshua Omer Bekarkaha Helua. No, based on the quality of the property, or really the proximity of the property, is how much or little property you're going to get. Okay. Gemara now says, Lo nischalk el begoral. Shenemar ach begoral. The way the division took place was based on the lottery. Tana ach begoral, Yatsu Yeshua Kalif. Everyone had a goral with the exception of Yeshua Kalif. They did not use a goral, as we'll see in just a second, how that works. So the Gemara says that that Lamai, with respect to what? Ilei Madilo Shaka Klal, if it means they didn't take any property, Yeshua Kalev, Ha Shalav Didu Shakil Didu Mibai. So if they didn't take their own, so what's the need for them to be excluded from here? Where's this Rashbam here? There's a Rashbam here. Right. If they didn't have their own, so then where's Rashbam? See, Dilav Dide, Chelik Miraglim, is referring to they didn't take that which wasn't theirs, the Miraglim, so themselves, their own property, did they take as well without the Goral? So what's going on here? So the Gemara therefore rejects that idea that they didn't take anything. Of course they got something. So if they got the property of the Miraglim, certainly they got their own property. So the Gemara says, no, Ella al Pi Hashem. Ella Shlo Notal Begoral, they didn't use a Goral, Ella al Pi Hashem. They use Hashem to tell them which property they're going to get. As it says, Yeshua dechsev al pi Hashem nasu lo es ha'ir, asher shal es timnas serach b'har Ephraim. So Yeshua was al pi Hashem, it says, that you're going to get that property in Har Ephraim. It wasn't a goral. And ksiv serach, uksiv cheres. There are two different psukim that describe the property. One calls it serach, and one describes it as cheres. So which one is it? So Amar Rabbi Elazar, betchila perosea kicheres. Initially the fruits were like earthenware, and afterwards they became bad. So look up Pshat in the Rashbam. On top he says, "Betchila kodem shebasa liad Yeshua." Before Yeshua took hold of this land, perosea domim lecheres. They were dry. They were like pieces of pottery. Yevashin v'ra'in kicheres hayavesh bli shuman, without any moisture and sweetness to it. However, the vasof kishebasa liad, when Yeshua took hold of it, perosea masrich and meirov shamnam. They became very bad because it was so overflowing with sweetness. Kishim mishamir nosan yosim idai. If you held on to it too long, then it got bad quickly. So it was delicious, but it was so delicious and so overflowing with shuman, you couldn't hold on to it for too long. But that was actually a good thing. It was a malyusahi mishim shuman because of the fatness and the sweetness. Ikadami. Others say the difference between cheres and serach is as follows. Betchila masrichin, in the beginning was bad, vasof kicheres, in the end it was earthenware. Masrichin means it went bad quickly, kicheres means, it doesn't describe the taste, describes that it was preserved. Like earthenware preserved something, the fruit was able to stay preserved. That's the difference. Either way, it was when Yeshua took a hold of the land, he made it much better, obviously. So that's how we see Yeshua received the property al pi Hashem. What about Kalev? Kalev dechsev, vayitnu lekalev es chevron, kasher diber Moshe, he received chevron like Moshe described. But Yorish Misham es Shlosha b'nei Ha'anak, he took over the three giants that were there. And Gemara says, wait a second, Chevron Ir Miklat Havi. It wasn't that of Kalev, it was the Ir Miklat, which was owned by the Levim. Kalev couldn't live there. So Amar Abai says, Parvara Dikhsiv. It was the neighboring cities. Chevron itself was given to the Ir Miklat. But the surrounding villages and the suburbs and the fields, that went to Kalev, Dikhsiv Esad Ha'ir Veschatzerea, Nasu leKalev ben Yefuna b'Achuzasa. That's what it means. Not actually Chevron, but the cities or the villages around. Okay, the Gemara now says, the new Mishnah tells us the following. Ma'echera ben Echera bas ben Achla, son and daughter are equal with respect to Nachla. Ella she ben nota pishnayim b'nichseim. But the son takes double portion with the mother, the father's property, but not with the mother's property. So the Gemara is going to spend time figuring out what this first line means here. It sounds like sons and daughters are equal, but the Ella doesn't sound like it's contrasting something. We're first talking about sons and daughters, and then it starts talking about how the Bechor only takes with the father's property, not the mother's property. Two different concepts here. So the Gemara is going to discuss that, what the flow of the mission is. And furthermore, the Mishnah says, "Habanos nizonos b'nichsei ha'av, veinon nizonos b'nichsei ha'em." Daughters will be fed from the property, the estate of a father, but not the estate of a mother who dies. So look at the Rashbam here. If you look at the eight narrow lines up or so in the Rashbam, "Habanos nizonos b'nichasim muatim v'lo habanim." If the father leaves aside behind a very small property, so then we say that the daughters get to be supported by this property. Kiditnan, the Mishnah tells us, Lekaman mitchilas mishemes, mishemes v'niach banu mubanos. The person dies, leaves behind sons and daughters, bizman shenichasim merubim, when there's a lot of property. So abanim yarshu, the sons inherit the large property. The abanos yizono, the daughters will be supported by it. If, however, the nechasim are muatim, small amounts of property, then habanos yizonu, only the daughters are going to be supported by this. But habanim yishalu al pischem, we send the sons off to go ask for tzedakah from door to door. But with respect to einon yizonos minichse aim, says the Rashbam, they don't get supported from the mother's property. Lo bimirubim v'lo bimuatim, whether there's a lot or a little property, bimakum banim, when there are sons, shabanim yorshinis hakol, the sons get all the property from the mother. Why? Because gavi nichse av nizonos b'tnai haksuva. The reason why daughters, remember, according to the halachas of Yerusha, whenever there's a son, a daughter gets nothing. So why, when it comes to the nichse av, the daughters are getting the rights to the nizonos? Because that's a tnai ksuba that he quotes from the Gemara in Ksubas, shekach kasav liishto. A person writes to his wife, b'nun nukvin, sons, rather children who are nukvin, who are nekevas, daughters. The havin lichi that you have minai that you're going to have from me, says the husband in the ksuba, yehun mechazin minichsai mizanin, they should be supported from my property ad tilkuchun leguvern, until they marry, until a man buys them or marries them. So that's a special tnai ksuba that a daughter could be nizones from the nichse av, but not from the nichse haim. There's a machlokas rishonim. What about the parnasa? Parnasa is about supporting a woman for marriage, helping her to get married. Is that also an obligation that's only incumbent upon the nichse ha'av, or that would also fall on the nichse ha'em? So that's the machlokas we showed in the Yad Ramah, and Ritva argue whether or not, again, everyone agrees the father certainly has to help, the nichse ha'av has to help give her parnasa, which means that she should be able to have the wherewithal to get married and look presentable. But some say that even falls upon the nichse ha'em as well, even though she can't be nizones from it, but the parnasa can come from nichse ha'em, according to some Rishonim. Okay, so the Gemara now says and wants to know, what does this Mishnah mean? My echad haben echad abas l'nachla. What does that mean? The son and daughter both inherit the property. Ilema the yarse ki hadade. If it means that they equally inherit the parents, hatanan. The Mishnah tells us it can't be because the ben is kodem labas, and not only that, kol yotze yirechel sheben is also kodem labas. So that can't be the halacha where they're going to equally split the property. So Amar of Nachman bar Yitzchak hachi kamar. Echad haben ve'echad abas no limberoi kibemuchsak. When they take in their own respective ways, when the son takes and when the daughter takes, when there are no sons, they all take even the roi kibemuchsak. Even though the property didn't come to the father yet, it's only roi, it's potentially coming to the father. When it comes to Yerusha, you could be yorish roi kibemuchsak, whether it's the son being yorish or the daughter. Gemara says that can't be the Mishnah because we already know that halacha from a different Mishnah in this very parak.
What's the have a mean at that? Meaning when there is no ben, the bat would also. Meaning the halacha is the same, that the yorish.
Right, kibbutz, right. Exactly.
Because the bat when there is no ben. Meaning it's
it has to do when there's no ben.
Even when, right.
Okay. When it says bas means bas, and I think Rashbam has exactly. But Malkum Shane Ben. But the halacha is that they both, when they do Yerusha, whenever that context is, whenever they are Yorish, it's only that they are even Yorish, Roy Kibamuchsa. And the Gemara said that can't be the halacha of this Mishnah, the Chiddush, because Hat Nami Tanina. We already learned this Mishnah in a earlier Mishnah of this Perek, that the Benos Tzlavchad Natlu Shlosha Chalakim, they took three portions from their father and grandfather, Benachla, Chelek Avien, Shaya Miyotze Mitzrayim, Vechelk Machiv Benichse Chefer. So he took the property, even though they never got it, we still see that Roy Kibamuchsak. They get it, even though it was only Roy. And another problem is, Vod Ma'ela. If you interpret the Mishnah be talking about, they get Roy Kibamuchsak, the Mishnah doesn't flow, and this is Ella, when it comes to the Ben, taking double portion, it goes from the Av, not from the mother. There's no connection. Ella is always trying to contrast two different related topics. The way it's being presented now is the topics are not related at all. Again, the first part of the Mishnah now is talking about Roy Kibamuchsak, and the second part is talking about No Telpishnaim. Well, yeah, they have to do with Yerusha, but it's not something to contrast with each other. So therefore, we reject the opinion of Rav Nachman. So again, how do you understand the reading of the Mishnah? So comes along now, El Amar Papa Hachi Kamar. Echad Aben ve'echad Abbas. Both of them are equal. That no lin chelek bechor. That they both take the bechor. So the Gemara says, Hanami Tanina. We already have a Mishnah that Shaya Bechor Notel Shnei Chalakim. We have such a din that the Bechor takes a double portion. And again, same question, V'od, my Ella. What's Ella? The Mishnah doesn't flow well. So Ella, the Gemara says,
the bat takes twice also?
That's what it says. According to the Mishnah, it says twice. I don't remember the halacha, but imagine from this, we see the daughter takes double. That's what it sounds like, right?
And what's the situation where she's the only child or?
The
She's got sisters, no brothers, or
no? It's talking about the grandfather's property when the father was a bechor.
Oh, okay.
So even then, the daughter, the ben habechor, right. Bas habechor, will take shnei chalakim if the father. That's the story of Bnos Slavcha. Bnos Slavcha teaches us that din that they took double portion that their father was supposed to take. So then, what's the pshat in this mishnah? So then, elo amar avashi hachi kamar echad ben abanim. Echad bas ben abanos, whether it's a son amongst many sons or a daughter amongst other daughters, im amar yirash kol nichsai divarev kayamim. If the father says before he dies, I want this son only among my 15 sons, only this son Reuben to get my echelek, or this daughter among all my daughters to get my yusha, that actually works. And this is based on a din kiman who holds this way. We're going to see this in a little bit. What daf is coming up soon. In a week from today, we'll see this. Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, that he tells us that a person can of his yorshin, even though you can never undo yerusha. If you say that this particular yorshin mine is going to get everything, then actually is chal. And we'll explain how his shita works in a week from today. So the Gemara says that's the din here. That's what we're learning here. So then the Gemara says hakatani lekaman. We learn that mishnah later on that Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka omer. Im amar Allah al misha ra'i liyarsho. If he says about a certain person that has the ability to be yorishim, devar kayamim. But if he says it about some random guy that I want that guy to be yorishmi, al misha ena ra'i liyarsho, a guy who's not fit to be yorishmi, ain't devar kayamim. So we already have in the first mishnah that tells us this halacha. So why is the mishnah being said here in Kuf Chabez if we're going to learn it on Daf Kuf Lamin later on? So maybe you're going to say, v'chitema kasasam lam kriv yochanan ben broka. So over there in Kuf Lamin we have a machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and the Chachamim. The machlokas. So we wanted to make a stam mishnah that presenting it as a stam way that we pasken like Rabbi Yochanan. So the Gemara said that can't be because stam acharkach machlokasi, that the stam is first. Machlokas is later on. And we have a klal that stam acharkach machlokas ain halacha kestam. We only have if there's first a machlokas and then later on a stam, that proves we hold like the stam mishnah. But if there's a stam and then later machlokas, that doesn't prove anything. So that can't be, so it doesn't make any sense to repeat the same halacha later on. And ve'od, my Ella. And that, the Mishnah, the Ella doesn't flow nicely in the Mishnah. So Ella, finally the Gemara says, I'll tell you what's pshat. Ella amara mar bar rav ashi hachi kamar. Echad ben ve'echad abas shavin b'nichse aim v'nichse ha'av. They're both equal with respect to the property of the father and the mother, Ella, except that Shaben nota pishnayim benichse av ain nota pishnayim benichse ha'im. That they're both equal, the father, son and daughter, whenever the daughter when there's no sons, and the sons when he's obviously a son, they're all going to get a chelik in the property. But the one difference is that when it comes to the double portion only comes from the father's property and doesn't come from the mother's property. And that's what the mishnah means. Okay? We will stop here.